Gmail James Driscoll initial reach out to Jennifer Maddock, former property manager of Pillar Property LLC. Three messages realuphuman.net Thursday, May 31, 2018 at 9:39 p.m. to Denver County District Attorney's Office for filing criminal conspiracy complaint charges against recognized leadership authorities in the HIV/AIDS community. Denver, Colorado, CC, Jennifer Maddock. Dear Denver County District Attorney's Office, you have not responded to my two initial story casting into what I will be filing next week. I will be traveling from San Bernardino to Denver next week to make this an in-person visit to file a conspiracy case against the actors involved. I would like to have an appointment set up. This is my LinkedIn correspondence that I have written to Jennifer Maddock of Jennifer Maddock Property Manager at Silva Markham Partners. Message list: James Driscoll sent the following messages at 9:09 p.m. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll collusion and conspiracy, hash eviction dash case dash 2016 C70601. Ms. Maddock, I have premium members services here on LinkedIn so that I can use InMail to conduct some needed business in reference to what occurred during my tenancy with Chesney Clain John Apartments while you were property manager of Pillar Property. I will be filing a conspiracy charge against the actors of an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me, which is of July of last year into February of this year, on Glassdoor shows the most likely source responsible for this hate and harassment that I received. It was in March and the first part of April of 2016 when I appeared in your office completely broke down from this ongoing hate and harassment that I was receiving. I have a feeling that you specifically were not a part of this conspiracy, which the end game of this conspiracy was successful at my eviction. What can be shown on Glassdoor and employee review reports is this very damning employee report for Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Cap. February 17, 2018 Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. It is my assertion that both Jamie Villalobos of Colorado Health Network and Daryl Johnson were in collusion in this conspiracy of hate. In that my car was stolen to extremes, most everything about this case has been documented by me in and through my eviction and afterward. I also understood that in your email of late March where you seemed to be open to storytelling, you shut this avenue off most likely due to the gossip telling of Daryl Johnson. He persuaded, by whatever means he held, to represent a false story casting of my character. In that being long before eviction was filed against me, it is my assumption that once you realize the haters have won, you will represent the truth. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll continued. I have a introduction letter in two parts written to the District Attorney's Office of Denver County, Colorado. I would like to open and listen to both parts. Part 1 of 2, Part 2 of 2, I have a layout of the Glassdoor reviews against Colorado Health Network available for your assessment at what was actually going on. This contains the most damning 3 of 4 reviews of Colorado Health Network at Glassdoor. You can read the entire review record for yourself. What I am seeing is a resolution in this matter that does not allow the haters to have won. If you are open to discussing this matter when I am in town next week, I would like to personally meet you before I have my filing with the District Attorney's Office. Please reply in defense that I know you were not a part of this initial conspiracy but were sucked into it by actors where the end game of this conspiracy was successful eviction. Where you play and contributing part of this. The business meeting that we had in August that went so backward to expose Daryl Johnson's prejudice, which I have written about in emails, so that there will be no misleading experiences left off the table. What has occurred last June and July was that Jamie Villalobos exposed himself by abnormal actions and attitudes. And I have Facebook Live to the immediate calling Mr. Villalobos as the source of this conspiracy before the Glassdoor reviews appear. You haven't received a response yet. The following online directories have content and will be populated with further content before my arrival. I do believe I got a bounce back for Ms. Maddock at the previous email address I have for her. I have looked up her LinkedIn profile. I have also conducted a TruthFinder background check report. Index of hash housing dash tenancy, confirm understandings needed here. Comply or else reprimands permanent.htm confirm understandings needed here. Comply or else reprimands permanent 1.htm confirm understandings needed here. Comply or else reprimands permanent 1_files confirm understandings needed here. Comply or else reprimands permanent_files confirm understandings needed here. Comply ORLS_files, fax record, Gmail, hold your chromobone onto your business mission Rocky Mountain Cares _Pillar Property LLC.htm Gmail, hold your chromobone onto your business mission Rocky Mountain Cares _Pillar Property LLC_files, Jennifer, Maddock, successfully paid for Cube 700 realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gmail.com, gmail.html successfully paid for Cube 700 700 realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gmail.com, gmail_files, pillar.biz/this-one-is-going-to-be-one-hell-of-a-case-to-process. TXT, abusive relationships I want to pursue a lawsuit, in the mind way at gmail.com, gmail.htm the 21st of November 2016 032 1.3m TXT, abusive relationships I want to pursue a lawsuit, in the mind way at gmail.com, gmail2.htm the 21st of November 2016 032 1.3m c tweet, for filings of case hash eviction dash case dash 2016 C70601, thank you. James M. Driscoll San Bernardino CA 92405-909-882-8759 Mail Delivery Subsystem Thursday May 31, 2018 at 9:39 p.m. to realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gmail.com error icon message blocked. Your message to info@denverta.org has been blocked. See technical details below for more information. The response was 550 permanent failure for one or more recipients, info@denverta.org blocked final recipient, RFC 822, info@denverta.org action, failed status, 5.0.0 remote MTA, DNS, 1438638.s.barracudanetworks.com. 64.235.153.2, the server for the domain denverta.org. Diagnostic code, SMTP, 550 permanent failure for one or more recipients, info@denverta.org blocked, last attempt date Thursday the 31st of May 2018 21 hours 39 minutes and 57 seconds 0700 PDT, forwarded message, from, realuphuman.net to, Denver County District Attorney's Office, for filing criminal conspiracy complaint charges against recognized leadership authorities in the HIV/AIDS community Denver, Colorado, CC, Jennifer Maddock BCC, date Thursday the 31st of May 2018 21 hours 39 minutes and 43 seconds 0700 Subject, initial reach out to Jennifer Maddock, former property manager of Pillar Property LLC Dear Denver County District Attorney's Office, you have not responded to my two initial story casting into what I will be filing next week. I will be traveling from San Bernardino to Denver next week to make this an in-person visit to file a conspiracy case against the actors involved. I would like to have an appointment set up. This is my LinkedIn correspondence that I have written to Jennifer Maddock of Jennifer Maddock Property Manager at Silva Markham Partners message list. James Driscoll sent the following messages at 9:09 p.m. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll Collusion and Conspiracy, hash eviction dash case dash 2016 C70601 Ms. Maddock, I have premium members services here on LinkedIn so that I can use InMail to conduct some needed business in reference to what occurred during my tenancy with Chesney Clanjohn Apartments while you were property manager of Pillar Property. I will be filing a conspiracy charge against the actors of an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me, which is of July of last year into February of this year, on Glassdoor shows the most likely source responsible for this hate and harassment that I received. It was in March and the first part of April of 2016 when I appeared in your office completely broke down from this ongoing hate and harassment that I was receiving. I have a feeling that you specifically were not a part of this conspiracy, which the end game of this conspiracy was successful at my eviction. What can be shown on Glassdoor and employee review reports is this very damning employee report for Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Cap. February 17, 2018 Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. It is my assertion that both Jamie Villalobos of Colorado Health Network and Daryl Johnson were in collusion in this conspiracy of hate. In that my car was stolen to extremes, most everything about this case has been documented by me in and through my eviction and afterward. I also understood that in your email of late March where you seemed to be open to storytelling, you shut this avenue off most likely due to the gossip telling of Daryl Johnson. He persuaded, by whatever means he held, to represent a false story casting of my character. In that being long before eviction was filed against me, it is my assumption, that once you realize the haters have won, you will represent the truth. View James's profile. James Driscoll. James Driscoll continued. I have a introduction letter in two parts written to the District Attorney's Office of Denver County, Colorado. I would like to open and listen to both parts. Part 1 of 2, Part 2 of 2, I have a layout message truncated, postmaster@rmcommunities.org Thursday, May 31, 2018 at 9:39 p.m. to realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gmail.com delivery has failed to these recipients or groups. Jennifer Maddock, jmaddock@pillar.biz, the email address you entered couldn't be found. Please check the recipient's email address and try to resend the message. If the problem continues, please contact your help desk.